magnetic field has to be properly controlled. It has to have proper energy moving into it constantly. That's as possible as you turn this field into a playground for narcotic addiction. One by one, the individual kills off the very powers of himself. And it's not going to be so pleasant for the individual who maintains his physical structure but commits suicide to his magnetic field. He's going to find that he has destroyed something far greater than he could possibly gain. But as long as there is in him the realization that he shouldn't do it, that he must try to correct the condition, that he must discipline his nature, as long as the dream is still there, he has a good chance of fulfilling it. Once he gives in, however, he is out of the race for the moment. He'll be back, but he will have to come back and suffer for the things that he did that were so frightfully wrong to other people. We look around us in all departments of life. We find constant exploitation, constant selfishness, and constant misunderstanding. All these things have to do with the creation of stress. There will not be any stress that we can't handle if we are willing to be honest. And if something is too big for us, this is not necessarily the source of stress. There is always some way of adjusting to what we understand of it and growing. And it's very good to have something in front of us that is bigger than we are now. And we got to get back again to the gill system that was one of the great protections against stress. To protect an individual who is in an economic problem from turning to dishonesty is to give him a second string on his own bow. If an individual is in a certain business position and that position is no longer existing, or is overstocked with people, or he cannot get a job, then he is either unemployed or it becomes an object of charity. The ancient system of management was that every individual had to have two or more diversified areas of activity, so that no matter what happened, he had a job. Martin Luther made clocks, but if they didn't make clocks anymore, he had something else he could do. And Louis XVI of France, he had something else to do. As a king, he was a failure and died on the guillotine. But the night before he died, he corrected all the clocks in the Bastille. He died usefully occupied. Now, there are many people who have narrowed the areas of their activity until if then it happens to their specialty, to that job that is all important to them, they're lost. They're lost, their economics falls to pieces, their homes are lost, their business associates don't speak to them anymore, their children can't finish their education, all is terrible. The only answer to that is a diversification of activities. And it is also the only basis upon which mental health can be preserved. The individual who has two cooperating areas of industrial activity is comparatively healthy. If something happens to one, he's got something to fall back on. And at the same time, he has enlarged his own understanding and his own insight and no longer believes that the world is made up of nothing but bookkeepers. All these things are things that he has to think about. Now, stress is therefore the determination on the part of the individual to get rid of these balky things that cause this tension and cause these difficulties every day. To get rid of the pain of the relationship between self and nature. To get rid of the pain of the way you live. Get rid of the pain of your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, your enemies. And put it all together into one constructive attitude that we live in a planet in which all things, regardless of what we feel about it, are united by a common brotherhood. Where there is a brotherhood between man and beast, there is brotherhood between birds and animals, and there is brotherhood between the various plants of the field. Everything in its own right, like the plants in the dirt, the field, grow and fulfill their purpose. And if these human beings grow to fulfill their purpose, and are happy in doing it, there'll be no stress. And as a result of that, there'll be no tension, which will cause difficulties. If we can get a better relationship between ourselves and the world around us, then we can approach the second problem, namely to get a better relationship between what are the internal parts of our own psychic integration. We can take the magnetic field and study the inside of it and all the things that are there that are important. But before we can really take it on intelligently and control it rightly, we must realize that in the larger adjustment of life, that this magnet field is correct, that we have given it a start, which is normal, that we have fed it correctly, that we have educated it correctly, we have dedicated it correctly, and therefore with these achievements, we can then begin to study what it gives, contributes, what comes from that which is of importance to us, how it will help us also to be much more successful in the various works of life. We've got to constantly go along, always improving quality. We've got to be a little unselfish one day and a little more unselfish the next. And all the temptations to step aside from these gentle growths are false, and if followed will lead to nothing but misery. All nations have tried it. All civilizations have tried it. Nearly all families have tried it. And all have come to the final conclusion that the only way that you can be protected is to realize that if you keep the rules will keep you. And if you will do what nature intends with all the parts and elements of your own composite nature, there will arise out of this composite being of yourself the divine soul or the over-self, which will prepare us for eternal citizenship in the universe of realities. There is always this problem, but these problems are stimulation in a sense. If instead of being irritated by something we don't know, we're stimulated by it to find out what we don't know. If we are caused to be irritated by something that someone says, how about being big enough to realize that they may need the experience, they did the best they could perhaps, not like, maybe you can help them. If you can't help them, you can thank them and let them know that you appreciate their efforts. Everywhere you can turn this rough edge of conflict. And one of the problems we all have today is conflict. There's hardly anyone doing anything in which they are not being opposed by someone. There is jealousy in every field. There is more or less competition even in the closest family. Therefore, it is necessary to bridge all these differences, unite all these conflicts under a gentle, kindly, religious understanding, that when anything comes along, that we realize that it's our right, our privilege, and our duty to do all that we can to keep the peace. And if we can keep the peace in the world will keep the peace inside of us that we need so badly. Now, we all know these things in principle. We all know that tomorrow there will be more temptations to break the rules. But we also know that in the long run, the whole world must do what it was intended to do. It must unite to the glory of God and the service of mankind. This universe was created by a divine purpose. It was created for a divine purpose. It was created to enable a vast order of living things to grow and mature and prepare to become citizens of space. Well, we are the citizens of tomorrow, for worlds that go beyond the galaxies. There is a great eternal life going on, a life eternal, which begins in deity and ends in deity, and in the middle distances is filled with useful relations and affections and mutual regards of love and fellowship for all of us. Thank you.